Hello and welcome to the weekly podcast at Fleet and Beacon Hill United Reformed Churches. I think at the moment there are lots of things that I would like to say about what new normal means and about what it means to have been in lockdown for such a long time. And there have been many issues that have been on my mind, which I would just like to share with you. There seems to be fear around particular areas, and one of those fears is about social relationships. It's held in tension really, because we've missed seeing our relatives, we've missed seeing the people that we love, of giving our grandchildren and children a hug and just being with them. And yet there has been a tension that we have to follow guidelines. And what does that mean? That those relationships that we have loved for so long have now been relationships that threaten us. We need to feel as though we're authentic in our relationships, and we've been obviously trying to phone people on the mobile phones and on Zoom. We've tried to connect in a way that has been most accessible to us. But yet there is a fear now of engaging in what was. Because what was has gone. We now have to look ahead to what could be. And more than ever, I think the words of those Christmas words that we hear at Christmas about God Emmanuel, God with us, is more important than ever at the moment. That even in our relationships, when we can't really restore them to how they were and to how they could be and how we want them to be, we know that God is with us, and that God is also with the people that we love. And so as I reflect on what it means to be fully human, to be in a full relationship with people, the people that I hold dear, my friends and my family, even though I cannot be with them, I know that God is with them. God Emmanuel, and more than ever, that incarnational God that I love and that I worship is actually more real to me at the moment than ever has been. And so my narrative, my story is just one that I think I hope will resonate with each person who listens to this. And I pray that God is with you and the people that you love in a very sacred way. And in a very revealing way as the next weeks and months unfold. May God be with you. Amen.